It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. Supreme Court says Virginia can purge voter rolls before the election, reversing a federal district judge and a unanimous appeals panel ruling.
It was a 6-3 decision, with the court's three liberal justices saying they would not have allowed Virginia to systematically remove suspected non-citizens from its voter rolls. Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin signed that order in early August, but activists argued it was also roping in Americans and was signed too close to the election in violation of federal law. Youngkin says the affected individual said on Virginia DMV forms that they're not citizens and therefore they should not be on the voter rolls.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump retracing their steps, visiting battleground states with the election now 6 days away. More than 57 million Americans have already cast ballots in early and absentee voting. Israeli forces carried out strikes in eastern Lebanon today, targeting Hezbollah, the IDF issuing evacuation orders for the city of Baalbek. This is ABC News. Attorneys for the Menendez brothers looking for a new way to get them freed from prison.
A week ago, the DA here in LA County announced he will be pushing for the Menendez brothers to get parole, but obtaining parole could take a long time. And Menendez family attorney Mark Garagos has said he wants them out by Thanksgiving. Now he'll be appealing to Governor Gavin Newsom for clemency to get them out, while also trying to get a judge to lower their charges to allow for immediate release. The Menendez family claims the brothers have been model prisoners and the new evidence shows they were being molested and killed their parents because they were in fear for their lives. Alex Stone, ABC News.
For the first time since 1938, children in Des Moines, Iowa will go trick-or-treating on Halloween. Typically, Des Moines kids put on costumes on Beggar's Night the day before Halloween, but because of expected heavy rain today, officials delayed trick-or-treating until tomorrow, which is the actual day of Halloween. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
After you use Bounce Dryer Sheets and realize how fresh, soft, less wrinkled, and less staticky your laundry can be, you'll
put a sheet on it
every time. Like those socks that smell like they've been through a marathon.
Put a sheet on it.
Or that blanket that's got wrinkles on its wrinkles.
Put a sheet on it.
Maybe even your chatty coworker who keeps distracting you. Okay, Bounce Dryer Sheets can't do it all. But for fresher, softer, better laundry,
put a sheet on it with Bounce.
If you're not planning to come into Macy's this week, you're missing out. Because our Friends and Family Sale is happening now. What does that mean? It means when you use your coupon or Macy's card, you can take 15% off beauty, just like Friends and Family can. That's 15% off your favorite fragrances, 15% off makeup, 15% off skincare routines. It's just this week, it's just what you've been waiting for, and it's only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight and tomorrow, cloudy with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Breezy. Temps fall through the 40s overnight, settling to around 40 tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the mid-50s. More rain possible Saturday night and Sunday. Explore your holiday getaway options in Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 55 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Former President Donald Trump holding a campaign rally in the Green Bay area. Earlier, the Republican presidential candidate addressing a crowd in North Carolina.
Kamala Harris, a low IQ individual, is running a campaign of hate, anger, and retribution.
Trump's event at the Resch Center in Ashwaubenon includes former Packers quarterback Brett Favre and starts just a couple of hours prior to Vice President Kamala Harris's rally in Madison. The last Marquette poll prior to Election Day shows Kamala Harris's lead over Donald Trump shortening in Wisconsin, poll director Charles Franklin.
50 for Harris, 49 for Trump. This is for likely voters.
In the U.S. Senate race, Democratic incumbent Tammy Baldwin is in a two-point race with Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student-athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sundstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sundstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sundstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sundstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand, and the Summer Fitness and Tanning with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And Sundstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Dunn County leaders want Wisconsin to expand the state's health care program. The Dunn County Board this week approved a resolution calling on the state legislature to expand Medicaid. Human Services Director Paula Winter says there are too many uninsured people in Dunn County, and that means the county has to foot the bill when these people get sick or need medical care. Winter says that the county's community support program and crisis intervention services are the most expensive. Lawmakers in Wisconsin have resisted expanding Medicaid for years, saying adding more people to the system would be too expensive. Schools across southeast Minnesota are helping students explore promising careers by giving them opportunities for up-close tours of local manufacturing companies and in-depth knowledge of skilled-based careers. Students from Wabasha, Kellogg, Red Wing, and Plainview Elgin Millville will attend Construct Tomorrow, and tour companies like Crenello Engineering Cabs. According to Minnesota's Department of Employment and Economic Development, manufacturing roles constitute 11% of all available jobs in Minnesota. Last year, manufacturing contributed $57 billion, or 12%, to the Minnesota economy. The average annual manufacturing wage in Minnesota, $79,000 a year. That's 10% above the average for all jobs. The teenager accused of killing Lily Peters is finally going to answer for charges against him. A judge in Chippewa County yesterday set an arraignment for December 16th. The hearing comes after the teen's lawyer did not appeal to the Wisconsin Supreme Court to try to keep the case in juvenile court. The teenager is accused of killing and sexually assaulting Peters as she was walking home back in April of 2022. She was 10 years old. He was 14 at the time. The case has been delayed because of the back and forth over whether the teenager would even be tried. Even with the new movement, it will be sometime next year before that trial could begin. Wisconsin election managers say nearly a million people have already voted. In Milwaukee, that city's election commission said 63,000 people had already voted. The tallies are different in each community, but local clerks all say they're seeing more interest in early voting this year. Voters can continue to cast their ballots in person until Friday. After that, you'll have to wait for Election Day to vote. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue, West Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The city of Durand is looking at borrowing a small amount of money each year to continue doing small street projects. Durand Mayor Patrick Milliron says the idea would be to borrow $140,000 each year for another project.
And the idea would be to possibly borrow another $140,000, $150,000 a year and do that each year and do these two block projects so we can keep up with our streets.
That additional money would be levied on the tax rolls. Now, the proposed 2025 budget will be discussed and voted on during the November 20th council meeting. Seven people were hurt in a western Wisconsin crash. The Altoona Police Department says a semi lost control and hit two cars while exiting Highway 53 onto Highway 12 on Tuesday. Lanes were closed for several hours while the crash was being investigated. It's unknown how badly the seven people were injured. There's an even 10,000 students at UW-Eau Claire this year. The University of Wisconsin released its official 10th day enrollment figures, and the Eau Claire campus has an even 10,000. That makes Eau Claire the sixth largest campus in the state. UW-Madison is obviously the largest with 52,000 students. UW-Stout has just under 7,000 students, while River Falls has just over 5,000. UW-La Crosse has almost 500 more students than UW-Eau Claire. A southern Minnesota man has been sentenced for his role in a drive-by shooting in Wisconsin. Police arrested 32-year-old DeAndrew Grant following last year's shooting at a pizza restaurant in La Crosse. Several people were wounded and the restaurant suffered significant damage. Grant pled guilty last month to charges including attempted homicide, battery with a dangerous weapon, and reckless endangerment. He was sentenced to 32 years in prison and 8 years of supervised release earlier this week. Wisconsin's new Rules of the Road book is supposed to be easier to read. The State Department of Transportation yesterday said it updated the rules of the road. The new book is supposed to be easier to read, simpler, and more straightforward. The Wisconsin DOT says they want to make sure that everyone can understand the rules for driving in the state. You can find the updated version at the Wisconsin DOT website. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
All of Wisconsin remains under a high fire danger. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says central and east central Wisconsin is in a very high fire danger. The rest of the state is in a high fire danger. That fire danger should begin to diminish as showers and thunderstorms are expected later this week and even into next week. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekans.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan. You pick your deductible. You even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. Get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. A toll-free number has been established for you to call for your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify. The number to call is 800-299-1058. 800-299-1058. Again, that's 800-299-1058.
Coverage, deductibles, and claims may vary. For details, go to endurancewarranty.com.
Jones suspended, Mills released from hospital. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
8 drivers in this field today have an opportunity to win a championship.
For 8 remaining drivers, what matters?
The playoffs. Let's make it happen.
Is the moment. Steeled focus on detail.
Lock in.
Driven by heart.
Tighten our asses off.
Steered by steady hands.
Metal, metal, metal.
And the resolve to make a run for the ages.
Hell yeah, yeah.
The NASCAR Cup Series Playoffs Elimination Race, presented by Xfinity at Martinsville, Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC.
Part-time NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series driver Connor Jones has been suspended from this Friday's event at Martinsville Speedway by NASCAR officials for an incident during last Saturday's Baptist Health 200 at Homestead Miami Speedway. Jones' Thor Sport Racing truck made contact with the back of Matt Mills' Nice Motorsports entry, sending Mills hard into the safer barrier where the truck erupted in flames. Mills exited the vehicle but was later transported to the hospital where he spent 2 days due to smoke inhalation. Mills will be back in the number 42 Chevrolet Friday evening. To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Yankees and Dodgers square off in Game 5 of the World Series in New York tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. New York stayed alive with an 11-4 victory last night, but still trailed in the series 3-1. The Yankees need a victory tonight to force the series back to Los Angeles for a Game 6. Packers rookie linebacker Edgerrin Cooper has been named the NFC's Defensive Player of the Week. First time a Packers rookie's received that honor since Nick Barnett in 2003. Cooper had a strip sack of Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence, which led to a Packers touchdown and knocked away a pass intended for receiver Christian Kirk in the fourth quarter. On the AFC side, former Badger T.J. Watt was named the Defensive Player of the Week. Packers wrapped up their Wednesday workout this afternoon. They'll get back at it again tomorrow. Badger women's basketball team beat Stevens Point 72-41 in an exhibition at the Kohl Center last night. They'll open the regular season at home next Tuesday against Wright State. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Eric Hovde's been caught lying again. Caught lying about Tammy Baldwin 20 times in his ads. The latest, quote, Hovde falsely claimed that Tammy Baldwin supports sex change surgery on minors. The truth? Tammy Baldwin doesn't support that, and there's no sex change surgeries on minors anywhere in Wisconsin. None. Hovde also lied about Baldwin, quote, giving our money to a transgender clinic. That's been found false 3 different times. The Journal Sentinel says the truth is Baldwin supported mental health funding for a homeless youth shelter. That's right. Hovde's attacking a place for homeless kids. We all know what Eric Hovde is doing. He's trying to scare you. But they are all lies. Wisconsin is better than this. We're not going to let some billionaire California banker lie his way into the United States Senate.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
First-round football playoffs include a shocking end for the state's winningest coach. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Level 1 of the football playoffs is in the books, and once again it featured a few blowouts, several upsets, and this year the sudden end for the state's all-time winningest coach. Legendary St. Mary Springs head man Bob Hyland announced earlier this year that this, his 54th season, would be his last. It ended in shocking fashion as the second-seeded Ledgers fell 21-20 to a Winnebago Lutheran team they'd beaten 37-7 just a week earlier. Hyland finishes his career with 522 wins and 17 state titles. That was one of 22 upsets based on the seeding in 11-player football this year out of 112 opening matchups. One top seed went down as previously undefeated Eastern Suburban Conference champion Cambridge was shut out 27-0 by 8th-seeded Belleville. Elkhorn was another upset winner from last Friday night as the Elks took down 2nd-seeded Monroe 17-14 for their first playoff win since 2004. There were a couple huge passing performances, including West Appear junior Patrick Grison throwing for 534 yards in a 60-34 win over Oshkosh North, which included 8 touchdowns, tying for the 3rd most in state history. Whitnall's Tanner Efforts threw for 573 yards, tying for 4th most in state history, but the Falcons fell to Reedsburg 62-48 as Reedsburg rolled up 611 rushing yards, believed to be in the top 5 all time. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. In the most recent installment of Ask Max that appears in Wisconsin Outdoor News, DNR fisheries biologist Max Walter wrote about fish that spawn in the fall. The spring spawn gets a lot of attention, but some important fish species are spawning right now. More details when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. Spring is when some of our most popular species, including sturgeon, muskellunge, and walleyes, go through their reproductive process. Bass and panfish are also spring spawners, though their time comes a little later in the warmer months. But DNR fish biologist Max Walter points out that we have a handful of species that are fall spawners. They're all species that thrive in cold water. They include most of our trout and salmon species, which is why those seasons are closed right now. Brook trout start spawning in October, but typically peak in November. Brown trout spawn from October to December. Our native lake trout are spawning from mid-October to early December. Inland populations of whitefish, which are part of the trout and salmon family, typically spawn in November. The same is true for cisco or tulipies. One exception is rainbow trout, which are actually native to the west coast of North America. They still follow the same life history and spawning timing as they did in their native areas, so they drop their eggs in the spring. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said, GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try.
Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight and tomorrow, cloudy with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Breezy. Temps fall through the 40s overnight, settling to around 40 tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the mid-50s. More rain possible Saturday night and Sunday. Explore your holiday getaway options in Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 55 right now.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Joining me on today's program is Arlen Suderman with StoneX. Arlen, thanks for joining us here today. Let's just take an initial look at the grains, how we're going to settle out the day here today. Corn is going to settle down 1 to 2. Soybeans, though, had a good day, 11 to 12 cents higher. And then over in the wheat pits, just slightly higher for the three small grains over there. I guess as you look at the day's trade today, what are your thoughts just initially on the grain trade overall?
So probably the first thing that stands out is the soybean contract with the double-digit gains, and I'm sure that's what caught most farmers' attention, seeing that. In fact, on the charts, we had an outside day reversal higher. I don't know how much that means in today's markets. It used to mean something significant, but prior to trading lower below yesterday's lows and then closing the day above yesterday's highs, we actually penetrated two new lows, the lowest since we had traded since really late August. And I think it's largely that as we started approaching those August lows that we uncovered some demand in the market. Kind of ironic that we did so at a time when we're hearing a lot of rumors in the industry about China restricting imports, limit kind of slow walking import permits, and restricting the amount of soybeans that can be unloaded at some of their ports. There's a lot of myth going around. There's a lot of smoke, searching for exactly where the fire is. A lot of reports locally that it's preventing crushers from having the soybeans that they need. They're running out of soybeans. They're not going to be able to crush. And that's pretty concerning, particularly since it's during our primary soybean export season. There's rumors that this could last next 30 days, maybe even to the end of the year. On the other hand, the soy meal market in China doesn't seem to be concerned at all. And so you would think that if crush was being limited, that we would see tightening of soy meal supplies and a surge in soy meal prices, but we're not seeing that. So I think what that says is we're getting a lot of mixed messages out of China, that didn't seem to shut down our market or enthusiasm here with the double-digit gains. And in fact, we had four more cargoes of soybeans sold in this morning's USDA flash reports, with two of those designated to China and two of them to unknown destinations, which the market will assume to be China.
All right. So as long as we're talking about soybeans, maybe we can hit on oil. The nearby contract up 101 here at the settlement. What was the influence there? Is that a something off of crude oil or the other vegetable oils? What's going on there?
Crude oil has had a big impact on the soy oil market this week, and we did see stronger crude oil prices today on reports that OPEC Plus may not go forward with their scheduled output increases in the month of December. They may continue to curtail output that supported the crude oil market. We're also getting a lot of mixed messages about the green diesel production. By green diesel, I mean biodiesel as well as renewable diesel. And of course, soy oil is a key feedstock for that. We're seeing some indications of processors kind of pulling back production of these green diesels until they get more clarity on the 45Z requirements, what's going to qualify for a subsidy from the government, and good chance that we will not have that by January 1st when they go into effect. So producers of the green diesels don't know what their break-even costs are going to be. They don't know what their subsidies are going to be. They don't know whether they'd be locking, if they buy their soy oil now, whether they'd be locking in a loss or a profit. So some of them are just backing down. On the other hand, we're seeing some forecasts for a surge in demand for soy oil and other feedstocks for 2025. So a mixed message there again. So I think overall probably crude oil was the biggest story there. We did have a port strike at Rosario ports in Argentina today, expected to just be a 24-hour strike overall. But I think it provided a little bit of support to the soy complex.
Again, in the realm of this energy, looking at the ethanol production for on the corn side, ethanol looks like production was up just a little bit. Stocks were down a little bit. Call that supportive, but corn is actually a couple of pennies down. Just spreading among the commodities, or what was with corn today?
Yeah, and it seems like one commodity will go up one day and down the next, and it's kind of where we're at. Interesting, as we look at corn, I think a lot of it is chart-related. We have a big crop, but yet we've had some big demand, most of it led by China, by Mexico buying corn, similar to what they did at this time last year. But when you look at the charts, we're defining a narrowing trading range where our highs are lower than the previous highs overall and our lows are higher than our previous lows. It's kind of a corkscrew effect, looking like this market is preparing to break one way or the other. And I think a lot of that may hinge on what we see down in South America. Is it going to be a short crop in South America, their winter corn crop, because it gets planted late due to the late planting of soybeans, therefore a late harvest of soybeans? Or is it going to be another big crop down there? And I think that's going to drive the future of our corn fundamentals. But we do see lower production from the Black Sea and a significant shift away from corn in Argentina that is going to overall help reduce the supply that's available overseas. And I think that longer term help increase our exports coming from the United States, giving us a way to use up these big supplies that we've produced this year.
All right, great information so far. That's Arlen Suderman with StoneX. And that's the first section of the channel final bell here this afternoon. Coming up in part two of our program, we'll finish up the corn discussion, talk about small grains, see what's going on around the world. That and more is coming up in the second half of the channel final bell. That's coming up next here on the Rural Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
I am Paul Hamilton, your choice for state senate. I come from farm families who preserve the bounteous summer and mason jars. Family farms around western Wisconsin still keep such traditions alive. We need to care for farmers because they care for us with the food they produce and their stewardship of this rich land. Supporting family farms creates jobs in western Wisconsin, protects the land, and provides food for local markets. Paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad.
Welcome back to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, again talking with Arlen Suderman from StoneX. Before we leave the corn conversation, I wanted to ask you, you talked about some of those flash sales on soybeans. Did we get any of those in corn? What's kind of the status on corn exports?
Well, corn exports continue to be strong, and we've been seeing some regular flash sales overall for corn, most of them which have been going to Mexico. And so when you look at marketing year-to-date sales of corn, we're 125 million bushels above the seasonal pace needed to hit USDA's target for the year. And so I think we're going to continue to see USDA have to start pushing their export target a little bit higher. Now, their current ending stocks estimate is 2 billion bushels, essentially 1.999 billion bushels, so essentially 2 billion. So we need those stronger exports, but I think that's what we're going to get going forward, and that's why my ending stocks estimate is in the 1.8 billion bushel range. That's not enough to really justify sustaining a rally that would ration demand right now, but it does kind of narrow the margin for error in case we do have weather problems in South America that would further shrink the supply of competing stocks. That compares to soybeans, where marketing year-to-date soybean export sales fall short of the seasonal pace needed to hit USDA's target by 100 million bushels. Now, that number is getting smaller as we go each week because of the recent sales we've been having, but we're still at a deficit, and it's a little bit more crucial that we do that, that we eat away that deficit now, because the next several months are our key sales months or shipment months. We need to ship those soybeans because once we get into January, Brazil is harvesting a new crop. With their currency exchange rates, they become the cheaper source for China. So it's crucial that we get the business done now if we're going to hit USDA's aggressive target for this year.
All right, let's switch over and talk about small grains. Now, is it safe to say, Arlen, that we proved the move in wheat yesterday? We were up double digits. We held that today and actually closed a little bit higher again. What do you think on wheat?
Well, I think longer term, we're still kind of trading a broad sideways trading range right now. We have support underneath of us because of expectations of another short crop in the Black Sea region this next year due to drought that continues to plague that region. And, of course, we have a drought in the winter wheat belt here in the United States as well, although some of those areas are going to get some good rains, it looks like, here over the next couple of weeks to improve the situation. That provides the support. On the other side, we see that Russia is still dumping cheap wheat onto the world market, and it's tough to sustain a rally when Russia is doing that. We do expect to see Russia limit exports here as we get into the second half of the marketing year. Sovcon reduced their export target for Russia by 1.7 million metric tons today. That's a little, almost 60 million bushels or so. So we are seeing that tighten things down. Other exporter supplies outside the United States are relatively snug. We do have the bushels here in the United States. We are the market of last resort, the residual supply. And so as we start to tighten the supplies that are available from the Black Sea and from other exporters, then that should help start to chew down our surplus supplies, giving us a little better outlook as we go down the road.
All right. What about over in livestock? I noticed down today, live cattle, feeder cattle, seeing some trade at steady, maybe weaker money. Is that what triggered a little bit of selling in cattle, or what do you think's going on the mercantile?
Well, the real key there on the live cattle contracts is that we go up to that $190 level with the December contract and we stall out and we just simply can't push through that level. And so whenever we get up to that level, we see a round of fund selling, profit taking, shall we say. And when that happens, the board drops and those feeders who have hedged supplies see an opportunity to seize some basis opportunities. And so they sell cash cattle at a lower price level, which then the board says, oh, cash cattle are falling in price. So the board continues to sell off. And then eventually the cash market pulls us back up once again. And so we're going this up and down movement with the 190 level being a ceiling. And that's where we're at once again, pulling back from that 190 level on the December contract. And that's where we're at. Overall, we are seeing packer margins start to contract somewhat. We are seeing, as we're seeing product prices start to fall on the recent heavier slaughter rates. And that's just part of the cycle that we're seeing. But it's still impressive how well the cash market has held up amidst all of these stresses.
All right. A lot of things going on. Arlen, if folks would like to reach out, get in touch with you and talk about some of these things that are going on in the markets, how do they do that?
Over at StoneX.com or over on X, formerly Twitter. My handle is Arlen, ARLANFF101.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. Appreciate it, Arlen. Arlen Suderman with StoneX on today's Channel Final Bell. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options does involve a substantial risk of loss, might not be suitable for all investors. That's today's program brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th. Paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. California is finally moving forward on the potential approval of E15, gasoline blended with 15% ethanol. On Friday, Governor Gavin Newsom asked his state's lawmakers to expedite the fuel's approval with the goal of saving drivers money and improving air quality. I'll be back with more after this.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
I'm Sarah McNaughton, one of your co-hosts for FP Next. In this podcast, we dive into all aspects of the agriculture industry, from the field to the feedlot and pasture to policy. We aim to answer that burning question, what's next in ag? Join us every other Tuesday for quality reporting farmers can trust on the FP Next podcast, powered by John Deere. Find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at farmprogress.com.
Yes, California, the nation's toughest regulator, has long resisted E15, despite its availability in every other state in the nation. For years, industry advocates have argued that E15 offers a cleaner-burning, cost-effective option for California drivers while also benefiting agriculture. On October 1st, the California Assembly finally took action, passing a bill to accelerate the approval of E15 in the state. And that bill passed unanimously, sending a clear message that it's time to explore E15's potential. That bill directs the California Air Resources Board, or CARB, and the California Energy Commission to complete the evaluation process by July of next year. This evaluation, which has been underway since 2018, has seen multiple delays, but the added urgency from both the Assembly and Governor Gavin Newsom could finally push it over the finish line. Newsom's directive last week to CARB underscores E15's potential to reduce fuel prices by up to 20 cents per gallon. It means California consumers could save nearly $3 billion per year, all while maintaining air quality standards. But it's not all good news. While E15 could bring relief at the pump, proposed changes to California's low-carbon fuel standard represent a different story for renewable fuel producers. The Renewable Fuels Association recently criticized CARB's proposed updates to their low-carbon fuel standard, calling them overly restrictive and, quote, disconnected from reality. The RFA argues that new sustainability requirements and land use change penalties could hinder ethanol's role in California, despite its proven environmental benefits. The Association's president, Jeff Cooper, warned that these changes could lead to fuel shortages and higher prices, counteracting the benefits that E15 would bring to the state. These changes could increase compliance costs and make it more difficult for U.S.-produced ethanol to compete, which should be a concern for both farmers and fuel consumers alike. I'll be back with more after this.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
Sure, it's election season. But there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
As California finally prepares to allow its drivers access to E15, access that the other 49 states have allowed for years, there's hope for both cleaner air and cheaper fuel for California drivers and a potentially huge new market opening up for American corn growers and ethanol producers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere, proud partner of the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for Defund the Police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight and tomorrow, cloudy with showers, even a few rumbles of thunder. Breezy. Temps fall through the 40s overnight, settling to around 40 tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny and around 50 Friday. Partly cloudy Saturday, a high in the mid-50s. More rain possible Saturday night and Sunday. Explore your holiday getaway options in Alexandria, Minnesota. ExploreAlex.com. It's 55 right now.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Well, it's been a long time. Glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight. But I guess I'm doing all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, 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 I'm all right. I got a good old friend here with me tonight, and I guess I'm doing all right. Well, we had a lot of dreams when we were younger. They thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our... We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing alright. Oh, I'm alright. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing alright. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. Oh, I'm all, I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right.
Full moon shining bright, edge of the water, we were feeling all right. Back down a country road, the girls are always hot and the beer is ice cold. Cadillac, horns on the hood, my buddy Frankie had his dad hook him up good. Girls smile when we roll by, they hop in the back and we cruise to the riverside. Whoa.
never gonna grow up. Whoa. Never gonna slow down. Whoa. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Blue eyes and auburn hair, sitting looking pretty by the fire in a lawn chair. New to town and new to me, her ruby red lips was sipping on sweet tea. Shot me a look like a shooting star, so I grabbed a beer and my old guitar. Then we sat around till the break of dawn, howling and singing our favorite song. Whoa, never gonna grow up. Whoa, never gonna slow down. Whoa, we were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. Whoa. We were doing it right. Whoa. We were coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa, oh, never gonna grow up. Never gonna slow down. We were shining like lighters in the dark in the middle of a rock show. We're coming alive. Whoa. Yeah, caught up in a southern summer, barefoot blue jean night. Whoa. A 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 barefoot blue jean night.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Turn the quiet up. Turn the noise down. Let this old world just spin around. I wanna feel its way. And put some feel good in my soul. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Want a little more right and a little less left. A little more right now, a little less what's next. Act like tomorrow's 10 years away. And just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. I set my sails for a new direction, but the wind got in my way. I changed my course, but my definition of change just ain't the same. I'm gonna sit right here, stay away from there. I'm gonna make pretend I just don't care. I could get up, go get her back, or maybe I'll just let her go. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke. Yeah. Get the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, find my glass, fill it up, take me back. Kick back, give the blues a spin, break out the wine, forget again. Dig down deep, strike my match, light it up, memory crash. Oh no, I don't know, baby, might take all night, better maybe break out that old rock and roll. Drink a little drink, smoke a little smoke.
and smoke a little smoke. Unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go. I just wanted you to know. Through the vine, I heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, you know it's really hard to tell.